Hey everyone, and welcome to the odd and eerie world of Munchin, Minnesota. My name is Justin Glanville, and I'm the co-creator and co-writer of the show. Munchin is a serial dramatic podcast, which basically means it's like an audio-only TV show. It's all about a mill town in northern Minnesota. And like a lot of old industrial towns, Munchin has fallen on hard times. But what makes Munchin different is that it's also on the verge of a supernatural infestation. I won't tell you what kind of supernatural infestation, because finding that out is part of the fun. But I will say that one of the inspirations for this show was Norse and Scandinavian mythology. You'll even hear some old Norse spoken in the show, though I can't guarantee we're pronouncing it right. Mostly, we wanted to have fun making this show, to produce something that would be funny and dramatic and scary all at once, and to take you, our listeners, along on an entertaining ride. But we also had a few more serious questions on our mind, like, what kind of responsibility do we have to the place we live? How do you know when to give up on a seemingly impossible task, and when to keep going? And how in the heck can fathers and their 14-year-old daughters ever learn to get along? We write and produce Munchin exactly as if it were a TV show, with scripts and actors and takes and retakes. Only, instead of cameras, we have audio recorders, and we use those to record our actors and sound effects. There are kind of a lot of characters on the show, but here's a little guide to the main ones. First, there's Steve Halverson.
I'm afraid this marks the beginning of a pattern of wide-scale demolition that will eradicate Munchin's past and our collective sense of history.
He's a 50-something branch library manager, and he spends a lot of time running around trying to save Munchin's old houses from the wrecking ball. He's so zealous about this that some people suspect him of having an ulterior motive, though he won't tell anyone what it is. Especially not his daughter, Meredith Halverson.
Hate to leave a site that's clearly active with specimens, but worse to get caught.
She's 14 years old and a freshman at Munchin South High School. She moved to Munchin to live with her dad after a few years living out in the suburbs with her mom, after her parents split up. She's an amateur taxidermist, and she spends a lot of time developing her craft in her dad's garage. Also hanging around a lot is Raul Acevedo, Steve's much younger boyfriend.
Hey baby, sorry I'm late. Whew, somebody needs to Lysol this place.
Raul is 29 and works as a vice president at a cosmetics company in Munchin. He also performs as a drag queen named Phoebe Gunn at Tootie's, Munchin's largest and only gay bar. Finally, 26-year-old Jonathan Jewell is just getting ready to move to Munchin from Washington, D.C. as episode 1 opens.
Actually, you know, Director Jewell, I've been thinking about that small business initiative I headed up in D.C. See, I think something similar could work here.
He's got a job with the City of Munchin's Department of Housing and Development, where he'll be a special assistant to his new boss, Mrs. Bertha Jewell.
Like it. Dear, I want to smear it with chocolate sauce and eat it right up.
Jonathan's not too thrilled about living in the boonies, but he is happy to be getting a fresh start after a tough couple of years in his professional and personal life. Since the show is serialized, it's best to listen from the beginning, episode 1. Each episode is about 30 to 40 minutes, which we hope is the ideal length for entertaining you on your commute to work or your after-work run. Please, if you like the show, make friends with us in all the usual places. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Even more important, tell your friends about us and drop us a line to let us know what you think. You can get in touch via our website, munchinminnesota.com. By the way, munchinminnesota.com also has great drawings of the main characters, and eventually we'll be posting episode guides, maps, and other extras there too. Thanks again. We hope you enjoy the show. Oh, and maybe don't listen alone in the dark.